Joining me on the phone right now is Daryl Lewis, original member of the Elgins. Good evening, Daryl.
How you doing?
Good. It's nice to talk to you.
Yeah, same here.
So, Daryl, the Elgins are going to be up at the Nevada County Fairgrounds, and we're going to have a great concert. But what I wanted to do was have the listeners find out just a little bit about the Elgins. Tell me when you started the original lineup of the members of the group of the Elgins.
We started back in around 1959, 1960. We originally, me and Kenneth Sinclair, we were a member of the 16s, and when they disbanded, Kenneth started the Elgins, and he invited me in, and we took off from there.
Now, who else was then members of the Elgins when you first started really harmonizing together?
When I first joined the Elgins, it was Kenneth Sinclair, William DeVase, and his name was Willie Ford at that time, but his name is Willie DeVase, and Kenneth's brother was in the group. His name was Earl Sinclair. And there was another guy, I forgot who he was, I don't remember him. But anyway, that's the way the group started. And at the time, the name of the group was The Elements, not The Elgins. And so Kenneth invited me into the group, and we realized that we needed a lead singer, and this guy by the name of Jimmy Smith, he has been singing with us with the 16s. And so I knew he had a tremendous lead, so I invited Jimmy into the group. At that time, it became Kenneth, myself, and Willie, and Jimmy, and then we needed a first tenor, and Jimmy knew this guy that he went to school with in Texas. His name was Oscar McDonald, and we invited him into the group, and then we had five, and we had the Elgin sound. That's where the Elgin sound started right there. Our first recording was with Titan Records. And I think the first song we recorded was Lonely Hearts Club, and another song by the name of what's called Extra Extra, Bad Man. Anyway, that was our first production. And from there, I think we went to Lumtone Records.
Now, Lumtone Records, that was owned by Lummi Fowler, right?
Right, Lummi Fowler. That's when we came out with Lost My Love in a Big City, and that was a pretty big hit, especially on the West Coast.
You recorded, four or five records for Lummi?
Yeah, we recorded Lost My Love in the Big City, Finally.
Something called Your Lovely Ways?
Your Lovely Ways, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Kenneth Sinclair, and My Illness also.
Oh, okay.
A song called My Illness. And these, in fact, we're going to perform both of those songs. All the songs that we're talking about, we're going to perform them at the fair.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Now, did you happen to know any of the other groups on Lumtone, groups like the Upfronts and the Five Ramblers and some of those? Did you ever associate with them at all?
I knew of them, but we really never met. I never had that opportunity.
How was Lummi to work for? Was he kind of a backyard record producer that ended up with a hit, or did he really know the business? Or?
Yeah, Lummi, he was kind of just that. He was a hard-working guy, and he had a lot of vision. And he worked for the post office, and he would come home in the evenings and put together songs. And he knew Kenneth Sinclair, and that's how we got invited to work with him. And actually, he wrote the song "I Lost My Love in a Big City."
Uh-huh.
And the flip side it was Finally, and I wrote Finally. We did a lot of things with Lummi Fowler, as far as doing a lot of live shows, and I think we grew a lot by working with him. He had a really good musical mind, and he always come up with some good lyrics also.
When you worked for him, that was really after you had the singles for Titan, and after your, West Coast hit with Uncle Sam's Man over on Flip Records.
No, that was before Uncle Sam's Man. We were the Elements all that time, and we didn't become the Elgins until we recorded Uncle Sam's Man. That's when we changed our name to the Elgins. And at that time, we were on Flip Records. Flip Records was the same record company that had the 16s.
So that's the connection there. You already had the contacts over at Flip, so you're able to record for them.
Maxim and Lillian Firetag.
Now, was that the only record that you recorded on Flip, was Uncle Sam's Man? as the Elgins.
As the Elgins, right. Uncle Sam's man and...
Casey Cobb?
Yeah, Casey Cobb was the flip side.
Yeah.
And you'll also be doing Casey Cobb at the fair also.
What DJs did you work with, and how did you work with them specifically?
One of the main ones was Hunter Hancock. Hunter Hancock was a major R&B disc jockey at that time. And who was that? KGFJ, that was his station. Yeah, and then Huggy Boy. Huggy Boy, he had Flash, and Flash Records used to work out of there. And we've done a lot of work with him. We did a lot of shows with Johnny Otis. Johnny Otis, we did a whole lot of shows with him. And we did a whole lot of record hops with Hunter Hancock. He used to have record hops every week.
Old HH, huh?
Yeah, he had them in high schools and parks and wherever, you know. And we'd get up there, and then we'd sing to, a lot of times we would pantomime. However it went, you know. But we had a lot of fun in those days. We had a lot of fun. We were young, just having a good time, you know.
Now, Huggy Boy, he was the one that was broadcasting out of Dolphins of Hollywood,
Dolphins,
right?
Hollywood, yeah. But then he changed the Flash Records. He originally was a Dolphin Hollywood, but then he started having his show come out of a Flash Record. But, yeah, Dolphin Hollywood, that was his main. In fact, every major artist that came to the Los Angeles area, after their show, most of the times they would go to Dolphin Hollywood to do a live interview with Huggy Boy. And there'd be a crowd of people out there just to see these people. People would come from the shows and follow these artists because they knew they were going to Dolphin Hollywood to do a live interview with Huggy Boy. There was a lot of excitement in the air in those days. And people just waiting for autographs and whatever because they knew, you know, this was going to happen.
Yeah, I understand it, that the record shop, when you go back to the Dolphins of Hollywood, is quite a store, quite a deal with John Dolphin. I think at one time he even had that open 24 hours, didn't he?
Oh, he did, yeah. In fact, you can go in there, remember the day, they had record booths. You can go in there and play the records, you know.
The listening booths, huh?
Yeah, you can go in there and see what it sounds like, if you like it or whatever. And, I mean, you know, it was kind of ahead of his time in those days.
I'm talking with Daryl Lewis, original member of the Elgins here on KVMR-FM. You went over to Flip Records to record as the Elgins and Uncle Sam's man. Then where'd you go from there?
From there, we went, these guys by the name of the Reese Brothers. They had this song called Street Scene. And they heard of us, and they contacted us and wanted us to sing it. And they were with... Five Star TV, and they had Valiant Records.
Mm-hmm.
And so we recorded Street Scene, which became a pretty big hit in London. And then the other side of it was Find Yourself Another Fool. That's where we went from there. We did a lot of promotional shows for that particular recording, and we had quite a bit of success with it.
The Titan label, we talked about the Titan label some with Extra Extra and My Illness. Who was the owner of the Titan label, and how did you get on that particular...
The Titan label was the first label that the Elements signed with, and it was owned by a guy by the name of George Brown. He really liked that song, Extra Extra, and he worked with us very hard on that song. And Lonely Hearts Club was supposed to be the B-side, but actually it turned out to be the A-side. But he was an independent. We didn't stay with him too long because after we did that one, he didn't put too much promotion into us. So we decided we'd move on.
Daryl, who wrote most of the songs for the Elgins?
The principal writers of the Elgins were Kenneth and myself. Kenneth was an excellent writer, and he had the respect of artists throughout the music industry. But early this year, we lost Kenneth. He passed away. It was very, very painful for all of us, and I've known Kenneth since the fourth grade.
Mm.
We attended Catholic school. It was a very poor school. The school really couldn't afford janitors, so the students would clean the school after class. So one day, me and Kenneth, we were washing windows, and we just started singing, and it sounded pretty good. And the school just happened to have a talent contest going, so we entered the talent contest and we won.
Wow.
It was amazing. But anyway, we were very young then, and so we got out of Catholic school around the ninth grade. He went to public school, and I went to a different public school. But Around the age of 16, he lived in a neighborhood with Ed Wells, and Ed Wells knew that he did a little singing, so Ed Wells invited him in to sing in this particular group. And as they were going on practicing, they realized they needed a bass voice, and Kenneth remembered me. And so I got into the group. And we are still trying to write songs and come up with some material. Our lead singer was a female, and she wasn't very good. So we were trying to find a lead singer, and I knew as a family, we always had a lot of family over to the house, and we always ended up singing. And I had a couple of cousins, and they were very good singers, and I was thinking about Louise, because Louise, she was like 15, and I told them that I knew somebody who could actually sing the lead. So I talked to Louise about coming to rehearsal, and she did. But when she came, she brought her sister, Trudy. And Trudy was only 12 years old. And so as we were showing Louise the songs, and Trudy was sitting on the couch, and Trudy was just singing the songs like they were meant for her. She was so young, and we were just afraid. But at the same time, Frankie Lyman and all those teenage groups were popular. I think he was only 13, so it kind of made sense. So at the end of rehearsal, we had Judy Williams was the lead singer. And Ed Wells decided, he says, well, both of them have such nice voices, and they harmonize so well together. We kept both of them. And then Louise, she came up with the name The 16. Because it was six of us, so, six teenagers.
Yeah, it's a perfect name at that point in time.
Yeah, and so our first recording, which was A Casual Look and Teenage Promise was a B-side, was a major hit record. So we were just, we was lucky from the start, I feel, And it was just a really beautiful thing that happened to us because we experienced so many things, as being such young people. But anyway, getting back to Kenna, I knew I'd have to be very careful about choosing a new member of the group because Kenneth had so much character, and he was such a prince of a guy. It was just a painful loss, and I had to be very careful, or we had to be, but I'm in Sacramento, and some of the group was in L.A., and so I knew this guy who I'd see at different social events, and sometimes we'd be partying and songs be playing, and we'd just start singing along with the song. And I noticed this guy had a pretty nice tenor. And, he was right in around that same age group that I needed. So I told him, I said, one day, man, I'm going to call you. We're going to get together. And sure enough, the time came. I didn't want it to come like it did, but the time came. And I invited him into the group. His name is Russell Parker. He's just been just perfect for what we need. And the whole thing, his enthusiasm and everything is there. So I think Kenneth would be proud of his replacement.
Oh, that sounds excellent. I've got Russell Parker now joining us. Welcome, Russell. Thanks for joining me this evening.
Well, thank you very much.
So, Russell, have you just started singing with the Elgins then?
Yes, I did. I just started singing with them within the last few months.
So what kind of singing experience do you have?
Most of my singing experience comes from church groups, choirs, small church groups. That type of thing.
But you gotta love the doo-wop.
Oh, I love it. I did that on the corner while I was in New York.
Is that right?
Yes, that's where I was born and raised.
Born and raised in New York, and you were doo-wopping on the corner in the probably in the early 60s or something, huh?
Earlier than that.
Were you ever in any groups that recorded back then?
No, I've never been in groups that record before.
But you did make sure everybody else heard you sing, right?
Well, they heard me sing, and probably with the churches and stuff like that I sang. And then sometimes, like you would get together and just sing tunes, just having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to sing, so, and they listened to my voice, and Cappy came and says, why don't you, I want you to join us. That's what happened.
And so here you are, just having the time of your life singing some doo-wop with the guys.
Oh, and I love it.
Well, that's great. We definitely look forward to having you up here in Nevada County at the fairgrounds this year.
Thank you.
I appreciate you joining me on the interview here.
Oh, thank you so very much. I appreciate it, too. I love it.
I'm also on the phone here with Jimmy Smith, another original member of the Elgins. And again, the Elgins will be up at the Nevada County Fair, and that's actually coming right up on the Thursday of the fair. It'll be the arena event on Thursday, August 7th. We'll have the Elgins out there along with some other groups. And thanks for joining me today, Jimmy.
Well, thank you for having me on the interview.
Jimmy, you were an original member of the Elgins, and you were from Texas. Is that correct?
That's correct. I came out of Texas, and fortunately, I met a member of the 16s one night, and that's when it all started. I was at a sorority dance, as it would say, and we were just dancing, so we were singing and carrying on. So she heard me, so she introduced me to the guy who really formed the 16s, and from there we got started doing the 16 stuff, and then from there we went. It just went on into the Elgins after we broke up at the 16s.
You know, the whole history of the Elements and the Elgins has to include the 16s, or it's really not complete.
That's correct. It's just an interwoven thing that happened. But it was a great thing. At least we came out with a good product through it all. Great experience.
And you got a lot of good airplay, not just on the West Coast as the 16s. I mean, you had airplay all over the United States.
Well, that's true. Here in the latter days, we discovered a lot of things that was going on that we wasn't aware of at that time. But through it all, we've received some pretty good benefits as far as experience and as far as the stage experiences and stuff. It has just been a great thing. I've enjoyed the fellows, and we've been together. I shouldn't use that word, been apart. We have sung together in a long time, but we still stayed in touch. And we got back together in 97, and we started going back east, and so it just began to build another fire.
Yeah, you've done some shows over in Pittsburgh, right?
That's correct. You've done shows in Pittsburgh and in Jersey.
You're getting out and all over the place here.
Looks like it.
Just like you were back in the late 50s and early 60s.
And finally, we began to make, I guess we're going to make a debut here in the Sacramento area.
So you're saying that this show is a debut?
Well, it's our first one.
Excellent.
This is the first one, and fortunately, I came out of L.A. I moved from L.A. to up here.
Uh-huh.
I live up here now in Sacramento.
Tell me a couple of your favorite or best memories of a couple of shows that you may have done back in the late 50s, early 60s, with any of the groups, the Elgins, the Elements, or the 16s.
I think was the best show that we'd done, that was up in San Francisco, and that was with Bobby Freeman. We did a show there, and to me that was one of the highlights of the shows that I've done.
What was some of the highlights of that show? Was it some of the other performers, or was it just the experience of going to the San Francisco area? Or?
I think it was both. It was the experience in that kind of atmosphere and the artists that was there, because at that time they were pretty big artists, and we were just getting off the ground at that time. We performed well, at least according to the people that was there. I would say they say we stole the show.
Ah, well, that's a pretty high compliment.
when the headliner was, I don't know, I wouldn't say brought him down, but we went out there to do business because we were new on the set, so we had to be at our best.
Mm-hmm.
So we did the best we could, and they seemed to think that we stole the show.
You came over from Texas, and somehow Oscar McDonald came over from Texas as well. Did you come over at different times, or how did that work?
Actually, he and I graduated. We went to school together from elementary on up, and we graduated together. He left Texas about 2 months before I did, and then I followed. He came in, I think, June, and I came in August of 1957.
I had talked with Daryl about the Elements and the Elgins and the 16s, and we even got up to as far as some recordings on the Valiant label, Street Scene, and some of those. You found yourself another fool. What about the Bagdads?
Well, actually, the Bagdads were part of the Elgins, with the exception of two guys, and that was myself and Daryl. The Bagdad consists of Willie, Kenny, and Oscar.
Oh, okay.
Brought another guy in can't recall his name right now. But he did the that doo-wop song. Now that we're back together, I do the song.
Ah, okay. Originally, that was other members, but it just wasn't you.
Right.
Okay, I see.
But you won't know the difference.
Oh, no, no, we won't know the difference. We're going to enjoy hearing the song. I'm sure you'll sing Bring Back Those Doo-Wops.
Definitely. That's top of the line.
You're listening to Community Radio, KVMR-FM. I'm talking once again with original member of the Elgins, the Elements, and the 16s, Daryl Lewis. And Daryl, tell us a little bit more about the 16s.
When I was with the 16s, that's when we did most of our work. You know, we sang with some big artists. And we had, because The Casual Look was a major hit. It was a million seller. So that was the first record that me and Kenneth ever recorded was a million seller. First time we ever recorded anything, it was a million seller. So we got spoiled right off the bat.
Well, there's not too many people that can say that.
Yeah. The 16s, we went all over. We did Hollywood Bowl. We did the Hollywood Palladium. We did Hawaii. We did New York. That was our biggest thing. The Elgins, we came after that, and we were big, but the 16s really got us, made me a professional.
The 16s, I mean, they had a lot of songs that really did quite well, not only on the West Coast, but even through the U.S. I mean, Arrow of Love was pretty darn popular, and things like Send Me Flowers and Only Jim. And, you know, it's interesting, you mentioned about the tour in Hawaii, and I can still remember reading somewhere about the song Send Me Flowers, and I guess that was a pretty big hit in Hawaii.
It was.
And I understand that one of the reasons, just one of the reasons it was popular is that opening bass line in there.
Laka laka boom diddy boom diddy.
That's the one. I think that they had no idea what you were saying or what you were meaning, and so they just really, really went after it just from that opening bass line and got into it.
I think it was, in fact, I thought of that, and I think it was something that was almost like part of their language, that Mokalaka, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was like maybe I just kind of lucked up on something that a language, that part of a language that they speak. You know? But you're right, I remember reading something about that.
It sounds like whatever you did there was right up their alley. And not that many groups, even from the West Coast, got to go over to Hawaii. That had to have been a fairly big deal.
Yeah, it was. Frankie Avalon, he was on the show, and actually our name was bigger than his in those days.
Hmm.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. I experienced a lot of things at a very young age. A lot of people might not have had the opportunity to do because of my music, you know, and my involvement.
Daryl, you really stayed busy with lots of shows in the late 50s and the 60s. It seems the Elgins are actively singing quite a bit now.
Well, you know, we do stay pretty busy as far as performing for a lot of these record collectors, and we've been to New Jersey and Pittsburgh and San Diego. We've done shows at the Hop in El Monte, and we've done shows at the Hop in Long Beach, Lakewood, and we've been getting very good responses from these audience that we perform for, and I feel very blessed that after all these years, we still have that same tone, the same quality, and the same energy that we had in those days, back in the day. And I'm just looking forward to showing what we can do at the fair. And maybe we can do a whole lot more things here in the Sacramento area. It's just been a really, really good thing that's going on, right? I don't know. I just think we've been truly blessed. We've got some good people that's around us in the group. And I'm looking forward to meeting you. And I think this is the beginning of something that could grow into a whole lot of other things.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to meeting you and the rest of the group and the other groups that we'll have up here. And so it sounds like that you're pretty busy, or at least as busy as you want to be with some concerts then going on.
Yeah, and I'm still doing a lot of writing also. I'm in the studios a lot, you know. Jimmy Malone is going to, that's the band that's going to play for the event. Jimmy Malone, I've been working with him for the last 25 years.
Wow.
And we do a lot of original work. We do a lot of recording. And in fact, I'm doing a gospel thing now. The title tune on the CD is going to be One God. And just a lot of things that we're involved in. And we're always into the music scene.
Well, anything else that you'd like to tell the audience?
I'd like to say, hey, everybody come on out to the Nevada City Fairgrounds on the 7th of August, and we're going to have a super time. Our kids can't wait.
Daryl Lewis, original member of the Eldrins, the Elements, and the 16s as well, involved in a lot of the vocal groups back in the late 50s and early 60s, right in the middle of it in Los Angeles. And Daryl, I thank you for taking the time out to do the interview with me. I really do appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure.